I see a lot of people say, man, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. I said, that ain't good enough. Especially people who are supposed to be men and women of God. How you doing? Oh, I'm all right. That sucks. All right ain't good. We're blessed and highly favored. That's all that's to it. And if you can't confess it, it means you're not. Or you don't believe that you can be. Remember, confession brings what? Possession. Turn to Luke chapter 10 and verse 38, please. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted. Everyone say distracted. With much serving. With what? With what? Much serving. And she approached Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. I bet you a lot of people are praying to God about this stuff, man. Lord, you know, I'm the only one doing this. Please have somebody else help me. You know. And Jesus said to her, get behind me. No, not really. Martha, Martha, you are what? Worried and troubled about many things. Oh, hallelujah. But one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Wow. What was Jesus trying to tell her? There are things that can wait. Everyone say it. Things that can wait. And we must recognize things that can wait. Amen? Things that can wait. The Bible tells us to what? Be anxious for everything? No. To be anxious for nothing. Things that can wait. That means your view has to be wide, not narrow. You got to see things more wider, not narrow. Things that can wait. Can you imagine if you go to a corner and there's a red light there and it's red on your side, but you can't wait? But you didn't really see the other cars coming and you just decided to run through it and get hit? See, there are things that you and I must put aside to wait. Amen? We are to put aside these things for a later time. You know, there are a lot of things that you and I want to do. I mean, we have a tendency to want, you know, we have a lot of desires. God, the Bible says that God will meet all our desires, but some of these desires are not God's time. And when we fall out of God's time, we fall out of God's divine order. And when those things fall out, we've got to learn to put things aside. Amen? So we can get back in God's time and then back into his divine order. Things that can wait. Things that can wait. You know, how many times have you been pushed, made wrong choices? Amen? So we've got to begin to recognize things that can wait. You know, so many people are willing to grab good, not wait for perfect. God's got the best for us. So many people will settle for what's good and not best. Because you know why? They can't wait. How many of y'all know that the enemy can put good things before you? In fact, think about this. What's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? It's not the tree of righteousness. So we know that the tree of knowledge of good and evil is not of God, it's of the enemy. People of God must learn how to put things aside. Amen? Putting things off for a later time. Matthew chapter 6. Look at how many people you see washing their cars on your way to church Sunday morning. They're out front cutting their lawns, they're taking care of their house, they're doing their gardenings, painting their houses, doing all kinds of stuff, and which those things should they should be put into a place for later. See, when people can't put things in divine order, the enemy steals. Because divine order and divine time is protection. When things are not in divine order, not in divine time, they're unprotected. Things that can wait. Think about all the things that we could have waited on, and we didn't. Amen? How about marriage? Purchases. Businesses. Even vacations. You ever gone on a vacation and was messed up? It's like, man, I should have waited. Or certain things that were more important that we ignored. And we put things aside to fulfill those things of selfishness. You know, the Bible tells you to deny yourself, right? Putting those things aside that promote the flesh, that promote corruption. Well, I just want to do this. No, you can't live that way. Not as a king's kid. We do things by being led by the Spirit, not by being pushed by fear, anxiety, or stress. Matthew 6:25. Therefore I say to you, what? Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, or what you shall put on. Is it not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into an oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all of these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek what? First. Whoa. The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, nor for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Again, things that can wait. What was God saying? Put the kingdom first. That's why we build a routine, amen, that we go by with discipline, so that we go to the kingdom of God first every morning. The first thing that should come out of our mouth is, welcome, Holy Spirit, help me pray. What are you doing? You're connecting. Then you can pray in the Spirit and go about your business in prayer. Matthew 10:32. Things that can wait. Well, I'm busy. But I got a lot of things to do. I have company coming. I have this. I have that. Ay, 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 ay. Demonic pizza, right? Things that can wait. If you're a person of anxiousness, you cannot see broadly. You see too narrow. And there are things that can wait. Amen? Verse 32, let's speak it, please. 10:32. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a what? A sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Let's say that again. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. What's he saying? Do not put them first. They can wait. God's first. More than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So many people put their children before God. Well, don't you love your children? Yes. But I can't be there for them unless God is first. Amen. He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will what? Find it. That is so powerful. What's he saying? You need to, these are things that can wait. Things can wait. Now, I understand if there's an emergency or something. I mean, you know you can be led. I mean, if your mother and father's in the hospital, you know, unless, of course, you're on a mission field. You know, I was in Cambodia, and I got notice that my dad passed away. And actually, it was right. I still finished my time there. I had just a couple of days left. There wasn't anything I can do anyways. Unless the Lord told me to go home and raise him from the dead, but I didn't get told that. And, but you know, I there was just things that I knew could wait. Okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to handle this? I had to, my flight was 24 hours, and I had to fly to New York. I was hoping to come home here first and then go to New York. And I had to go, man, let me tell you, it took me 3 days to recover from that flight. I was like, whoa. I never realized about jet lag. Man, I found out heavy duty what jet lag was. And but again, there was things that can wait so that God could lead me. See, so many times we think of things as an emergency or a need right away when they're really not. If you can see all the way around, that's why God requires us to see things through. Some people may think you're careless because you're a person that waits. But it's not about being careless. You're actually more careful because you're able to see things through. Amen? James 2:14, please. You know what, when we're doing this job in Apopka, and there's this guy that's on one side of the street in the morning who's collecting money at the stop sign. And then in the afternoon, there's a woman on the other side of the street that's collecting money at the stop sign. I don't know if they live together or not, but I mean, they're old and they're in rough shape, you know. And so every time I thought about handing any money out, it was like, it can wait. It can wait. Okay. So today I was on my way home and I heard, I can't wait no more. So I rolled down my window. I gave the guy, you know, $10 bill, whatever was in my pocket, whatever I pulled up, I gave to him. And again, it was, this is how the Lord began to talk with me about things that can wait. He said, now it was time. Now it was time. But I drove by this guy multiple times. But I didn't give him any. I was not led to. But today I was led to. And there must, in other words, there was something God was stirring with that man. Something that God was doing, not man was doing. And so he got confirmation by the money being given to him. He might have been praying, asking God, whatever, you know, I don't know. But it was things that can wait, and then now it's time. Because when it's in divine order and divine time, nothing can stop what God's going to do then. Amen? Hallelujah. James chapter 2, verse 14. Let's speak it. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Again, this scripture came to me when I was like, okay, in other words, it didn't come to me until today, because it was time to bless this man. And God knows, whatever it is, whatever he's dealing with him. Thus also, verse 17, faith by itself does not, and if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say to you, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. If you believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Faith without works is what? Dead. Amen. So in this, was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? But do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works, faith was what? Made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and it was called a friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. So they must faith. Works working in faith, perfecting it. Amen? By works of faith made perfect. Mark 8, in verse 34. When Jesus called the people to himself, with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Things that can wait. That's a place of denial of self. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Well, you know, many people are not willing to put things aside because they want to gain the world. And they're actually losing their souls. 1 Timothy 6:6. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men into destruction and perdition. You know, there are so many people, they work all kinds of hours, and they're not learning how to put things, that things can be put things aside. Because money is leading them, not the Spirit. Amen? I get all kinds of offers. All kinds of things. But we got to learn to put things aside, or so, because there are things that can wait. If somebody can't wait, then it ain't worth doing. Amen? For the what? The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You know, the Bible warns us, don't overwork. Don't overwork to gain riches. Don't overwork. Why? Things that can wait. Amen? Because when somebody's working so much, they're missing services. They're missing God's presence. They're missing impartations and revelations. And eventually their struggle, then I'm going to go into this teaching at another time. People begin to build around their struggle instead of their freedom. That's a whole nother teaching. Anyways, verse 11. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, before Jesus Christ, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot and blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is blessed and only Pontius, and King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality dwelling in an unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Again, these are areas where things can wait. Things that can wait. In other words, are you a servant of God or a servant of money? Are you a servant? You know, how many know that God tests you on these things? I've been offered all kinds of things. Even positions of pastor and so forth. And I've said, no. I had to wait on it. Because they offer you money, but it's not about money. If your heart is truly right with the Lord, you know that God's going to do far above all you could ever ask or think. He's going to provide no matter what. You ain't got to work your butt off to die at a younger age. Hello? You don't have to work to be wealthy. You work and labor unto the Lord, and God will release wealth to you. I've seen it. I've been blessed by it. You know, we labor to help. Does everybody understand that? In other words, if your heart is right with God, you serve because you're a servant. So you're laboring unto the Lord, so you're actually serving. I had a wonderful opportunity today to the place that we're working to meet the main head pastor of this church. And it was quite interesting. And he ended up taking me a tour to all of the stuff. I took some pictures of this antique AC unit, which is huge. And it cools this whole building. This thing's got to be 50, 60 years old or more. And it was really impressive. And we got along very well. And even though I didn't share my beliefs or whatever, you know, because, you know, he was Baptist, so he wouldn't understand some of the things I was saying. And that's okay. But some of the things he brought me through and showed me some other things, because we were trying to find a water line, that there's no water line that exists on the second floor. I mean, can you imagine a kitchen that we just put a sink together and plumbing and everything, and there's no water going to the second floor? So we're trying to find it. He pulled out blueprints and all kinds of stuff. And it's like, there ain't no water going up there. Hallelujah. So we got to figure something else out, but that's okay. But it was quite fun and interesting, I got to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do not work to be rich. Too much worky causes too much problem. Amen. We labor unto the Lord. So there's actually a basement in this church. It's a huge old church. And they got sub pumps down there and everything. There's artesian wells under that concrete floor. So I got to meet the pastor and the pastor that retired, because he's still there. Quite interesting. So I gave my name, told him to look it up on CBN or 700 Club. I said, see my testimony. I didn't want to talk about anything more. You know, they want to frighten him. Anyways, Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Therefore what? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Does that take patience? Yeah. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Whoa, things that can wait. How about your cares on him? They can wait. Be what? Sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. Wow. Seeking, resisting what? Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you ain't the only one going through it. You will be challenged to move out of divine order and divine time. All things are going to be kind of getting real goofy here in our government. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be shaking and quaking, and things aren't going to make sense. And that's okay, because our trust is not in our government. Our trust is in the Lord. Our trust is not in Donald Trump or his administration, even though things are happening tremendously. Our trust is in the Lord. Amen? Because they can all make mistakes, can't they? Amen. Psalm 16 and verse 7. Let's speak it. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. Setting the Lord, always setting the Lord before you. So in other words, you're going to have to cause where things are going to have to wait as you set the Lord before you. Now, that doesn't mean that you stop on a railroad tracks and you wait for God to tell you to move or not. Hello? There are things that are common sense. 2 Corinthians 6. I don't know if you saw it or not, but a police officer stopped on the railroad tracks and put a person in a car on the railroad tracks while they were getting other people, and all of a sudden the train came and hit it. The person was in the back seat, handcuffed. They had to get those claws to open the door. Jaws of life, yeah. And get this person out, went to the hospital, they had to have surgery and all kinds of stuff. You don't think that officer felt like an idiot? I bet he did. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. You know what? He got distracted in something else. Lost sight of what he was doing. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's start at verse 11. Oh, Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections or your what? Desires. What was he saying? Man, these things, your desires can wait. Now in return for the same I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be what? Ovenly yoked together with unbelievers. Influence. For what fellowship is righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? And what accord is Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with a what? Unbeliever. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Who's the temple of God? We are. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. I will walk among them. I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. If they do what? Come out from among them, be separate, says the Lord, and don't touch what's unclean, and I will receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Come out first from among them. Things that fall out of divine order and fall out of divine time. Amen. There are things that are going to have to wait so things can be restored in divine order and divine time. Eh? In Psalm 27, verse 13. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall what? Strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What did he do? Remember, waiting on the Lord means you're putting everything aside. Everything aside. Anything aside. Psalm 59, verse 8. But you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the nations in derision. I will wait for you, O you, his strength. For God is my defense. God is what? My defense. My God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire on my what? Enemies. Woohoo! Shall see the desire on the enemies. In other words, God will avenge you. So your vengeance must be those things that can wait. Amen. I'm going to close at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Starting at verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness but holiness. Therefore he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. Sanctification. Come out from among them. Things that can wait, we must recognize. Don't ignore them. Amen. Things that can wait. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we ask that you give us the discernment and wisdom and understanding so that we can wait on those things. Waiting on those things that we're supposed to wait on so that all things can fall in divine order and divine timing in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.